Go.
Talk Live, we're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever it is that is on your mind. We're going to get into the college things, the college hoax, as I mentioned last hour. And the story is from Forbes.com. You know, the people that look at money for a living. Let's see what they think about this whole college deal. According to Kathy Kristoff, as steadily as ivy creeps up the walls of its well-groomed campuses, the education industrial complex has cultivated the image of college as a surefire path to a life of social and economic privilege. Joel Kellum says he's living proof that that claim is a lie. A 40-year-old Los Angeles resident, Kellum did everything he was supposed to do to get ahead in life. He worked hard as a high schooler, got into the University of Virginia, and graduated with a bachelor's degree in history. Whoops. Accepted into the California Western School of Law, a private San Diego institution, Kellum couldn't swing the $36,000 in annual tuition with financial aid and part-time work. So he did what friends and professors said was the smart move and took out $60,000 in student loans. Kellum's law school sweetheart, Jennifer Kultus, did much the same. By the time they graduated in 1995, the couple was $194,000 in debt.
Wow, $200,000 in debt.
They eventually married and landed a six-figure, each of them landed a six-figure job. Yet even with Kellum moonlighting, they had to scrounge to come up with $145,000 in loan payments. With interest accruing at up to 12% a year, that whittled away only
12%.
Yep, that whittled away only $21,000 in principal. So their remaining bill was $173,000 and counting. Kellum and Kultus divorced last year. Each cites their struggle with law school debt as a major source of stress on their marriage.
It really is.
Two people with this much debt just shouldn't be together, said Kellum. The two disillusioned attorneys were victims of an unfolding education hoax on the middle class that's just as insidious and nearly as sweeping as the housing debacle. The ingredients are strikingly similar, too. Misguided, easy-money policies that are encouraging the masses to go into debt, a self-serving establishment trading in half-truths that exaggerate the value of its product, plus a Wall Street money machine dabbling in outright fraud as it foists unaffordable debt on the most vulnerable markets.
Now, before you go on here, I've got a little problem with our couple that we're talking about, with the $200,000 in debt.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure they were told this was the right thing to do, but when you're talking about six-figure incomes from both of them, 10% loans, I'm sorry, you can refi student loans, and you can refi them very, very low because the government helps. So I think that there may have been some problems in taking out the loans in these interest rates that seems rather high. And secondly, if you're making a six-figure income and you just came out of college, you know how to live cheap, so live cheap.
Yeah, don't spend your income.
Spend and, you know, pay down that debt. I think lawyering, if that's what you want to do, requires college, clearly. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
You can't get away without it. If you want to be a lawyer, you got to go to college. But you also have to be smart with your money.
All good points. All that said, though, Mark, it doesn't deny the fact that in many cases college is essentially a hoax being perpetrated on young students.
I don't disagree with that.
And the article continues. College graduates will earn $1 million more than those with only a high school diploma, brags Mercy College radio advertisements running in the New York area. The $1 million shibboleth is a favorite of college barkers. Like many good cons, this one contains a kernel of truth. Census figures show that college grads earn an average of $57,500 a year, which is 82% more than the $31,600 high school alumni make. Multiply the $25,900 difference by the 40 years the average person works, and sure enough, it comes to a tad over $1 million. But anybody who's gotten a passing grade in statistics knows what's wrong with this line of argument. A correlation between a bachelor's and incomes is not proof of cause and effect. It may reflect nothing more than the fact that the economy rewards smart people, and smart people are likely to go to college. To cite the extreme and obvious example, Bill Gates is rich because he knows how to run a business, not because he matriculated at Harvard. Finishing his degree wouldn't have increased his income. All the while, students have been lulled into thinking of the extra million that will be theirs. They've been forced to disgorge at an ever larger fraction of it, or an ever larger fraction of it, in pursuit of the degree. While the premium that college grads earn over high schoolers has remained relatively constant over the past 5 years, the cost of acquiring a degree has risen at twice the rate of inflation, dramatically undermining any value a sheepskin adds. Offsetting that million-dollar discrepancy...
Go hit that one more time.
Okay.
That sentence.
While the premium that college grads earn over high schoolers has remained relatively consistent over the past 5 years, in that they're making a certain amount more, and that's been consistent.
Right.
The cost of acquiring the degree has risen at twice the rate of inflation. Mm. So the degree, the costs of schooling have gone up significantly, is what they're saying.
I'm still of the contention that if you're listening to my voice, if you can get the money to go to college, if somebody's going to pay for it.
Yes.
But if you can't, then don't. And it's also my contention that if you're going for one of those careers that requires a degree, you should have somebody out there should be willing to pay for you to go, because you should be that good at it. You should be that driven. If you're just thinking about, oh, man, I should go and be an engineer because they make good money. No, you do not need to be an engineer. You don't need to waste your family's money, your money, or anybody else's time trying to be an engineer because you think it's a good idea.
Offsetting that million-dollar discrepancy is the $46,700 four-year cost of tuition, fees, books, room, and board at a public school, and $99,000 at a private one, even after financial aid, scholarships, and grants. Add all this to the equation, and college grads don't pull even with high school grads in lifetime income until age 33 on the average, the College Board says. Even that doesn't include the $125,000 in pay that students forego over the 4 years, so the time that you're actually in school, you could have been making money. I call it the million-dollar misunderstanding, says Mark Schneider, vice president of the American Institutes for Research of the Prevailing Propaganda. Not only are college numbers spun, some are patently spurious, says Richard Sander, law professor at UCLA. Law schools lure in minority students to improve diversity rankings without disclosing that less than half of African Americans who enter these programs ever pass the bar. Schools goose employment statistics by temporarily hiring new grads and spotlighting kids who land top-paying jobs while glossing over far lower average incomes. One certainty, the average law grad owes $100,000 in student debt. Sander says, there are a lot of aspects of selling education that are tinged with consumer fraud. There's a definite conspiracy to lead students down a primrose path. Warped as the numbers are, they don't begin to account for the hidden cost of higher education, and that is financing it. Borrowing has doubled over the past decade to roughly $85 billion in new student loans in 2007 to 2008 academic year, bringing total student debt owed to well over $500 billion. The average borrower went $19,200 into debt for a diploma in 2004, a 58% increase after inflation since 1993, according to the Project on Student Debt. The proportion of students who graduate with more than $40,000 in debt also jumped sixfold during that same period to 7.7% of the 1 million grads in 2004, or 77,500 people. Most will struggle for more than a decade to work it off, assuming relatively low 6.8% interest rates, according to the Project on Student Debt. For many, the terms are far worse. A decade ago, nearly all student lending was of the low-cost, federally guaranteed variety, most of it with 6 to 8% interest kicking in only after the student left school.
Uh-oh, this is beginning to put a hole in what I had said earlier, huh?
As costs outpaced such financing over the past decade, the share of student loans from private lenders rose from 7 to 23% of the market, or $20 billion in the 2007-08 academic year. The rise of private student lending closely paralleled the subprime mortgage boom, which went from 8% of home loan originations in 2003 to 20% in 2006, before the housing meltdown sent that mortgage sector over a cliff. Private student loans resemble subprime mortgages in other ways, too. As banks and brokers did with subprime home loans, colleges and the lenders in cahoots with them commonly market private student loans alongside lower-cost alternatives, blurring the differences. The key one is cost. Many private lenders tack 10% origination fees onto 18% variable interest rates. This is, there's a lot of numbers here, and they don't sound good, I'll tell you that. 800-259-9231. If you want to share your college story, you're welcome to. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away, including the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates updates.freetalklive.com and to get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the main sponsor of the show. They do collections, early out billing. They do everything to handle accounts receivable for your business. If you like what Free Talk Live is doing, consider turning over your business's accounts receivable or, you know, somebody you know, talk to them about SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the first one on the row on the right-hand side. SACL CAI.
800-259-9231. Continuing with the story from Forbes about college degrees. They're calling it a hoax. The Great College Hoax is the name of the story, Forbes.com, where they've been running through some of the numbers, and it just doesn't make sense for a lot of people to go to college. And this is backing up something we've been saying for a long time on this show. And I think that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, his advice is the best I've heard, and that is that if somebody else, like mom and dad, are going to pay to send you to a college, okay, you might as well go. But if you're going to have to finance it yourself, really look seriously at the numbers.
I don't even know. You know, mom and dad, good piece of people to look for some money for college, but... You know, to some extent, that's your wealth you're spending. Likely, those people that have been so fastidious about putting that money away for you would give you that money for some other, you know, a business venture that you're
depends.
Doing.
It depends on how obsessed they are with college. I mean, if you've got parents that are obsessed with college, they're only going to give you the money for college.
It
but,
depends.
Yeah, if you could get $100,000 out of your parents for, you know, opening a business instead, if you don't have to pay it back, because obviously you're not going to pay them back.
A lot of money lost
money.
In opening businesses. You should, you should know what you're going to do, and you should be mature with your money and things like that. But
if you could get the money out of your parents for something else, then that'd be cool.
Not something else like a car, by the way.
Right.
I mean, you know, those are things
they're
going
to have to agree
for,
to it.
Right. Those are things you need to pay for yourself. I really think if you're going to go to college, that there's a lot of scholarships and grants out there. Get your butt in gear, do well in school if you intend to go to college. They'll give you the money for free.
Well, as we know, they push the college thing pretty heavily while in high school. Of course, all the education industry is working together to promote the idea of college. And indeed, lacking honest input about the numbers, three-quarters of high schoolers still seek to go on to college, many deluded about the financial prospects it holds, according to the American Institute, where one of their researchers says, part of the drive is the idea it pays. We need somebody making more realistic statements to these young people about the risks. And the risks are hefty. Half of students entering college never even earn a degree. 6 in 10 African Americans depart without one. Hundreds of thousands of young people leave our higher education system unsuccessfully, burdened with large student loans that must be repaid, but without the benefit of the wages a college degree provides, warned an Education Trust study. Among the half of entering students fortunate enough to get through college, millions go into debt for two-year associate degrees. These alumni out-earn high school grads by only $8,400 per year. Tracy Katzer, who's 27, enrolled in the International Academy of Design and Technology in Orlando in 2003. With visions of making big bucks as a web designer, she didn't give much thought to the interest rate on her loan from Sallie Mae, which is the Fannie Mae of student lending. Katzer didn't know it at the time, but she was part of an experiment that had proved disastrous for borrowers and shareholders of Sally's parent, SLM Corp. It's called non-traditional lending.
Uh-oh.
Now, that's not a sociological term, said the chief executive of SLM. He told an industry or audience of financial analysts, he said it's basically kids and parents with poor credit who are at the wrong schools. Sallie Mae was set up by the government in 1972 and began privatizing its ownership in 1997. It began non-traditional lending in the easy money heyday of 2002 when it cut deals with dozens of trade schools to become their preferred subprime student lender. You're a subprime student. Do you even know that such a term existed?
If you're a subprime student, you shouldn't be going to school.
Over the next 4 years, Sallie doled out $5 billion to people like Ms. Katzer, waiving the credit scores and cosigners formerly required for its loans. Their bill, or the bill, arrived last year after non-traditional borrowers began entering the workforce. Of the half no longer studying, Sallie had written off 15% of loans by last June, the most recent period for which it has released figures. Another 24% were delinquent. Among traditional loans for four-year universities, write-offs ran 2%, and delinquencies 4.9%. And they continued going into the dollars here, but suffice it to say, it's little consolation to Kratzer, the fact that they abandoned non-traditional lending last January. Shortly after graduating with an Associate of Arts degree, she discovered the high-paying job she'd hoped to qualify for, go to people with bachelor's degrees and years of experience. After a bout of unemployment when she lived off credit cards, oh no! Kratzer recently found an hourly job as a clerk at a magazine, where she earns less than the average high school graduate. In the meantime, her $14,000 student loan has mushroomed to $27,000, more than she makes in a year, and continues to accrue interest at 18% a year. She says collection agents for Sally and others hound her to hit up relatives for the money she owes. My mom works at a restaurant. My stepdad is in prison, says Kratzer. There are so many people like me out there. They just don't get seen, and they don't get heard. Mindy Babbitt entered Davenport University in her mid-20s to study accounting. Unable to cover the costs with her previous earnings as a cosmetologist, she took out a $35,000 student loan at 9% interest, figuring her postgraduate income would cover the cost. After all, that's what they tell the kids. You're going to make more, kids. Instead, the entry-level job, her bachelor's degree, got her, barely covered living expenses. Babbitt deferred loan repayments and was laid off for a time. Now 41 and living in Michigan, she's earning $41,000 a year, or about $10,000 more than the average high school graduate makes. But since she graduated, her student loan balance has more than doubled to $87,000, and she despairs that she'll never pay it off. She says, unless I win the lottery or get a job paying a lot more, my student debts are going to follow me to the grave. And Babbitt is no oddity. In fact, one in four college grads takes home considerably less than the top quartile of high school graduates, according to a College Board study. Even some people with doctorates can earn less than people without so much as an associate's degree. And it shows. For an indication of how out of touch the degree factories are with economic reality, there's no need to pick on UCLA's course in queer musicology or Edith Cowan's university's degree in surf science. U.S. universities also minted 37,000 history degrees in 2006, including 852 PhDs. Now, that's for a field with fewer than 500 job openings and an average pay of $48,500. Plumbers, by contrast, enjoyed 16,000 new jobs that year and earn only $6,000 less than the historians, according to census figures. So the numbers just aren't there in the industry to support the amount of just the amount of history grads that are coming out of these colleges.
Right. You know, this is one of the degrees that I would love to get. I would love to be a history major, mm-hmm. And graduate with a bachelor's, maybe even a master's in history. I love the idea. But what in the hell are you going to do with it?
37,000 history degrees.
You can take a history degree and parlay it into a law school or a professorship, and that's it. Or, teaching, I guess, teaching in high school level. But I don't want to do any of those things. Thanks. I just like the idea of having the knowledge.
Toll-free number here
and is... I can learn that on my own. Thank you.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. You're welcome to share your story on this topic, or, again, change it to whatever you feel like it should be. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Once again, 800-259-9231.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive free. It's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential, guaranteed. You get a free account today by going to PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com.
So we're talking about college loans and how it is that it's a big ripoff for a lot of people that think that they're going to get a good deal. They think they're going to be able to pay them off no problem with their big paying jobs that are just waiting for them just around the bend. Just going to finish this 4 years and get, you know, $40,000, $100,000 in debt. Maybe more than that. So like $40,000 per year at some school, isn't it? Anyway, maybe more
some,
than that.
Certainly.
Get thousands of dollars into debt and then...
Tens of thousands. It's really difficult to walk away just with just thousands of dollars in debt in college.
And then they'll, you know, they believe they're going to pay it off real quick with their newfound wonderful job. But when the jobs don't materialize or they're not making as much as they thought they were going to, then they get into a real bad way. Now, I had thought that Jason Osborne from SACL had suggested that if someone was paying for your college, you should do it. But apparently he meant if that someone is someone besides your parents. According to an instant message he sent me, Osborne does not advocate taking money from parents for college unless you hate your parents. If you're smart enough to go to college, he says, college will pay you to go. If you aren't smart enough to get paid, then college isn't going to help you. So basically saying that you pretty much need to get a scholarship. Is that what I'm understanding?
As far as I'm concerned, obviously this system would not work if, everybody did it. But of our listeners here, you should have a scholarship or you shouldn't go to college, because you can make plenty of money being a driven person who with a high school diploma. The money I spent on college, I consider wasted. I didn't do that much of it, and I do just fine. Thanks very much. My life is good.
Well, let's see. I mean, right there is the example that they gave us in the Forbes article, the story from Forbes. Forbes.com, where the plumber is, making $6,000 less than a historian, and you need a PhD to be a historian.
Right, so. And plumbers are essentially it's a license to write to make money, a license to print money. They, you make good money, and you can do it without even going to plumbing school, without even going to trade school. Yeah, you can get paid to learn how to do it, right. And I think that's the best way to do it. Do things. Go into something you want to do. That's my first and foremost advice. If what you want to do really, really, really is something that requires college, then you should do that.
Yeah.
But, look in other places for things that you might want to do, too, and don't just bounce around and spend your parents' money. You see, the fact is, not only are students caught into this trap, but parents and even the people with the money to give, they're caught in this whole idea that college is the only way that people will amount to anything.
It's just nonsense.
That's the people giving the grants believe that. The parents writing the checks believe that. The students going in believe that. And then, it turns out the vast majority of people who get a degree aren't doing the work in the area that they studied for.
So
what
true.
The hell did they need to go to college for?
Well, and what I didn't realize was that only 50% of the people that start college actually end up finishing it. So that's a statistic I didn't even know was the case. So you've got that first statistic that says the people that graduate college, 90% of them aren't working in the field that their degree is in, but 50% of college kids didn't even get to the point of graduation. And all of those 50% have, a lot of them have college loans they've got to pay off and nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
The article continues here that not all history majors want to become historians, of course, because they were talking about how many history majors there are, 37,000 bachelor's degrees turned out in history. For a job market where there's only 500 jobs possibly available. Anyway, for many, a bachelor's degree is nothing but a stepping stone to a professional degree. Joel Kellum is one of those. After graduating from the University of Virginia, he got into California Western. Kellum approached a law professor about the wisdom of borrowing for the tuition. This is the guy that took out the loans and then got married and is now $100,000 in debt or $150,000 in debt.
Well, the two of them were $200,000 in debt, and I don't know who has what and how much he is going to end up having to pay, because it never goes well.
So the professor said to him, don't worry. We had the same thing when we were in school. Kellum filled out a fat packet.
Did you hear what I just, at the beginning of this article, what I said was, college loans come at a low interest rate. I don't know what these people are doing. Well, it's obvious that I have some pretty dated information when you read this Forbes article. The fact is, I thought, sign that loan, kid, because only the student's going to get the lowest rate. The parents aren't. This guy was at, 10% interest rate? It's crazy.
I don't have it in front of me, but here's what happened. I mean, you're dealing with, it's almost like the predatory sort of military recruiters feeding off the innocence of the teenagers of America, getting them to join up with this program that they think is going to be all wonderful, and then it turns out to be an awful experience for them. Similarly, when you're graduating high school, you don't know what you're doing in the realm of loans.
No.
A lot of high school kids don't even understand how credit cards work, and you've got these lenders that are coming to them, and here's what happened with Kellum. He filled out a fat packet of forms in his school's financial aid office. Weeks later, he got a phone call asking him to sign over a check to the school without any discussion of the loan terms, and he complied. So, of course, it's buyer beware. Caveat emptor. If you're going to be getting a loan,
these are people you're supposed to trust. These are people that have been
the schools
set up your whole life. Your whole life. Your parents give over to you the care and custody of their 5-year-old to these people. And then, so you're supposed to trust them. They are in positions that you've been told your whole life, don't worry, they'll take care of you. And you know, the evidence I see is, in fact, when you do turn them over to these people, that the fact is they warp the young minds by the looks of it, impoverish them for the rest of their lives,
and
turn them into slave labor.
These colleges have exclusive deals. So the kids don't know about shopping around for loans. They don't know about this stuff. They're not remember, when I was in government high school, the one financial thing we were taught, one thing, was how to write a check.
Yep.
That was it. So you graduate from high school, you know nothing unless your parents have helped you understand financial intelligence.
Except for how to write these people a check.
And many parents are as in the darkest. A lot of people are very in the dark about financial intelligence, so they're just not passing on that information to their kids. So when the kids get to the college and they figure they need money for school, where do they go? The college financial loan or the financial aid office. That's the only place they know of to go to get this loan. And so the college financial aid, we can get you that. Here you go. Just fill out this info. And then you've got your loan, but you didn't shop around. You didn't.
We have aid packages for you. And they likely don't even use the right terminology. Sure, we'll get you a big inflated loan. No, they say, we have aid packages for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sign right here.
Right.
This will help you. We'll get it for you. Yeah, you'll have to give us a check for this, but we'll take care of paying the rest, and then they're screwed.
Only after Mr. Kellum graduated and his payments came due did he then dig into the details, and what he discovered was that instead of cheap government loans that he was expecting, the bulk of his debt was in signature loans, variable rate debt from Sallie Mae. Kellum's variable rate has ticked as high as 9% and his ex-wife's up to 12%. Like many grads, they hit bumps along their career paths. They deferred payments once they were unemployed and twice more after their children were born. Now, of course, again, we're talking about people that just... I mean, again, it's just such a big problem in America, lack of financial intelligence. You've got college loans and you're pumping out kids? It just doesn't seem to be the right time. I know, Mark, you're saying you can have kids early on in life, but I don't think you should be having kids if you can't afford to be paying for your own bills.
I'm of the opinion that there's never a right time financially to have children because the vast majority of people spend to their income. Period. End of story. So are you saying they shouldn't breed?
I'm saying if you can't afford your own bills, you can't afford to add another mouth.
So
what I'm saying.
What do you mean you can't afford your own bills? Do you mean you're making the payments on your loans or?
I don't care. If you can't make your payments,
if your house isn't paid for, if your car isn't paid for.
I didn't say that.
Okay,
no, I didn't say that.
If you can't afford
your own bills, you can't afford another mouth to feed. That's all. And, you know, people, when they get pregnant, they feel obligated to pop out a kid. More on the way here, 800-259-9231, a little bit more from the story. Your calls as well about whatever you want, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. 629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm convinced of how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
If only a moment your name, you can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And if that's valuable to you and you want to get access to AMP perks like the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And we got some really big news yesterday that I think will be pretty exciting to those of you who are amplifiers and probably the rest of you listening to. The big news is that for the first time ever, Free Talk Live is now being included in the top 100, the heavy 100 as they are called, top 100 most influential talk show hosts in the country, according to Talkers Magazine.
They included me this time. It was real nice.
Yeah, Ian Freeman and Mark Edge from Free Talk Live. We're number 97 on the list of 100. Of course, Rush is number one on that list. So.
Conspicuously absent, Bill O'Reilly.
He wasn't on the list this time around?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to be leaving radio in another 2 weeks.
That would be why he's probably absent.
So we made the list, and now we've been in the top 250 for the last few years. We've been in their Talkers 250, but now we're highlighted in the heavy 100 at number 97, which means that this show, Talkers Magazine, the industry publication for the talk radio business, thinks that we're worthy. And it's all thanks to you, the amplifiers. It's all thanks to our $3 a month contributors for helping us buy those ads in Talkers Magazine, which I'm sure is a factor.
Well,
and
I'm sure getting
50, almost 50 radio affiliates on board as well, which is a major factor.
Having worked in the magazine industry, I know that you have to come up on the radar of the people that are writing these lists. And it may be that we, that one of the ways that we came up on their radar is by buying the ad, no doubt. But
without the dozens of affiliates.
If they shoot their credibility, then what they're doing is they're opening themselves to competition. And, you know, they enjoy a monopoly in that area. Talkers Magazine is the only industry magazine. So, you know, I don't think that the advertising puts you on the list. Otherwise, we would have been on the first year when we advertised, and that doesn't make any sense. And we weren't on the heavy 100, so no.
We didn't even make the 250 the first year.
No. So, I mean, are we influential? Yes. I mean, look at talk radio now. For 5 years.
That's right. Glenn Beck's copying you.
They're Dennis Miller's copying. They're all copying. There's libertarians running all over the place. Where were they 5 years ago when we started?
Self-proclaimed libertarians.
Fine.
Yeah. So, good news. Figured we'd share that with you. Thanks to the amplifiers for making it possible.
Yep.
Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue and talk to James in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, James.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys are dead on about college. My roommate currently, she went to college, spent a lot of money in student loans. Now she's having to fight those back. I work with people who have degrees in computer science.
Mm-hmm.
They make almost nothing more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess the hardest hitting point is I didn't even graduate high school.
Are you also a computer tech, or is that your job too?
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
I work in basically technical support.
How did you get your job? I mean, if everybody believes they need to have a college degree to get a decent paying job, what was it that set you apart from the pack?
One word, experience.
How'd you get it?
I worked in computer repair before that, and I walked in with a resume that said that I was technically affluent. And basically, you know, I just walked into the job.
Did you have any certifications?
No.
Wow.
No, other than experience.
So, yeah, you know, just on the job experience of working as a computer tech, which is essentially, you know, the kind of the Best Buy tech team style job, that kind of thing, right, where you're repairing people's broken hard drives and recovering data, things like that, those kinds of jobs?
Exactly. Getting rid of viruses, things like that. Doing networking, troubleshooting.
So for the 4 years that, you know, let's just say where a college kid might have gone in to college and went to classes for 4 years, you were working at some computer store, and then down the line you took that experience and rolled it into a better-paying computer career.
Exactly.
Great.
And you know, and I've moved into management now, and you know, eventually I will get an even higher-paying job.
Do you think they teach people how to manage in college, in the college computer classes? Probably not.
As far as I'm aware, I know a lot of people that have, you know, gotten computer science degrees, and as far as I'm aware, what you come away from with a college computer science degree is heavily dated information.
Mm. Yep, figures.
You know, the big schools even are far behind.
It's such a fast moving industry, and it'd be so difficult. I went to a technical school where I ended up. Now, I'll grant you, it was in prison. But in 1990, I came out with a certificate and on how to repair engines. And the what we were taught on was carburetors in 1990. I mean, they didn't even use that technology at that time.
Wow. It's an amazing story, James. I thank you for sharing it. Any other thoughts tonight?
Well, just that on the subject of spending your parents' money for college, I think that that is almost criminal. And I know that a lot of parents, you know, they believe in that, and they will throw money at their children.
Yeah.
But if I were an honorable child raised correctly, if my mother offered to give me $100,000 to go to college, I'd say no, use that for your retirement.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be owned by my parents. We've had people call this show suggesting that, well, Dad's willing to pay for college, but it's going to mean I have to follow his rules. And there's a very real possibility that, hey, if I'm going to give somebody some money, they're going to have to follow my rules too. So it kind of makes sense from the parental perspective. But if you don't want to be owned by your parents in that way, it's just another reason to not take the money from them.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, really, it's just almost, in my opinion, it's just terrible to to take your parents' money and do that. I mean, they could use that. Most parents in the middle class, they really need that money for themselves.
But they're doing it out of a feeling of obligation for their kids. They want what's best, what they believe to be what's best for their kids, when in point of fact, a college degree may not be what's best, as you pointed out from your experience. Great call tonight, James. Thank you for making it. Appreciate it.
You know, as coming from the point of view of a parent, I would be willing to, say, match funds with my with Jack to go to college if that's what he wanted to do. And if he earned his money through scholarships or grants or things like that, as far as I'm concerned, he earned that money, and I might be willing to match that. But there's no way in heaven or hell that I'm going to send my kid to college on a free ride, because they're not going to appreciate it. They're not going to they're going to walk out thinking education's free, and I'm going to vote for free education.
Hell yeah, hell Dad's paying me to drink.
There's somebody on the front of that room that's getting paid a whole bunch of money to teach you, and you better appreciate what you're spending, the kind of money you're spending on it.
Let's continue and talk to Daniel in Louisiana. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Daniel?
Oh, man. Well, one, congratulations on kicking Bill O'Reilly right there in the danglies there and throwing out a heavy 100. But anyway, sure. I've been telling people for years about the scam that is college. Think about the money that's invested in, by most people, invested in this higher education that they're supposed to make all this money in. I can count numerous people that, they get these, degrees, sometimes advanced degrees, and then the next thing you know, they're working in the service industry.
Mm-hmm.
They've got excellent communication skills that they've developed in their extensive interview processes.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a really nice guy here in Keene, New Hampshire that has a literature, working on his master's in his literature or something like that, has a college degree in literature that will hand you your scorecard at the bowling alley.
that's fantastic. Well, he's the top scorer for everybody, right? It's all accurate.
It's all accurate. I get to talk to him. I love talking to the guy because we talk about different books and things that we enjoy.
Uh-huh.
He's a Tom Robbins fan too. So,
and the thing about it is though, the reason for the lie. I mean. Government schools are referred by many as government indoctrination centers, and higher learning. It's just another extension of that.
It's true.
By having someone indentured to you for large amounts of money, or indentured to someone, it's a means of control. People that have extensive, just enormous debt. Yeah. Are much less likely to be rebellious.
Yeah, they can't step out of line. You're absolutely right. Spot on. We're out of time. Thank you for the call, Daniel. Sure. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Don't forget that without all the government involvement in education, college would be a lot cheaper. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.